hi, welcome to the Needcast Christmas Ramble.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's how I like to spring into things, to surprise people. Jump scare.
Very, it's festive.
Podcast start, jump scare.
Much like Christmas, no one could see this coming.
Mary just shot Jesus out like a cannon. it's the first Christmas. That's what Joseph said.
What does that mean, Joseph?
I don't know yet. Ask me in 1,000 years.
The next year, someone's like, by the way, are you bringing a present? It's, you know, it's Jesus of Nazareth's birthday party tomorrow. He's turning 2. And they're like, oh, this happens earlier every year.
Earlier every year.
They keep moving it.
I keep getting everyone myrrh on my Christmas list.
Can't keep getting him myrrh.
Again! Myrrh again.
And you know the other two wise men were like, did you bring myrrh?
Look at myrrh? This fucking nerd.
Where did you
with
even
his myrrh.
Get that?
Yeah, what did you get? I have gold. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, man, I got this monster with bolts in his head. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with it.
Deliver Frankenstein.
You meant to go to the monster man.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Hey, hello, God. I'm going to insult you with my own life I created.
Frankincense was also a failed Yankee candle. It was the Frankenberry candles. Did not go over well. Too many toddlers tried to eat the hot wax.
I'm so sad that it took me this long to get frankincense and Frankenstein and loop those two together. Well, long day, guys.
Welcome to my 45 second ago joke.
Just as good.
I appreciate you playing along.
For a while. Sometimes the synapses are really far apart.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's perfect for you to be on a podcast then, tonight.
We should probably introduce our guests.
Yeah.
And like what we're doing.
All right. Well, at this point, they've already heard a few rants, but this time we're joined by the lovely, talented boys of You Didn't Ask for This. We have Matt, we have Eric, and they're joining us to rant with us, boys. They're going to throw some rants down.
It's the main thing we do, really.
And with your spirit, Zach.
Oh.
So what's your rant? Start the clock. You have 10 minutes exactly.
No. Don't
creep. We would have rehearsed.
Is this a bait and switch? Are we at, it's happening right now. This is a test. We're failing.
If you aren't done by the end of the 10 seconds, you're shoved into a vat of acid.
Oh, now it's 10 seconds?
Fuck.
Whoa.
Oh, seconds. 60 seconds? Fuck. Well, that's it. We're committing.
Right. Hold on. Did they sign the release?
First and foremost, I want to know, is this a safe space?
Is this a safe space?
No, look at Zach. How could it be a safe space with him?
You're absolutely right. He does look a little devious.
You were leering for a moment.
He's a leerer. Not many people know
he's
that.
He's in a constant state of leer.
That's his.
He prefer lyricist.
That's just his Christmas leer.
His Christmas leer.
A gift to my wife every morning.
That's how Santa looks at all the children of the world, because he can see them all the time. He's leering at them, giving them the Christmas leer.
Your poor wife has to wake up screaming to that every morning. Oh, it's time to get up. Okay.
I see your sins, child.
It's also how people look at what we would like to have a discussion with you gentlemen about. And that would be what we feel. And we did at one point talk about this. On our show, that's how strongly we feel about...
We're going to recycle a few bits.
The sin. I don't remember those bits.
Yeah, exactly. Sin,
the sin that is a white elephant gift exchange.
Oh, yes.
I don't even know what this is.
I'm already quasi on board.
Matt, I'm sorry.
It is
Eric.
I got Eric. Something wrong. I thought we were ranting about the whites. Sorry. No. Wrong file. Oh. Wrong file. Okay, there we go.
That comes naturally when we speak. That's everyone else who rants.
Yeah.
So a white elephant, you're not familiar with a white elephant gift exchange.
I have been to one, but it's been probably a decade and a half.
Okay. Was it at work?
No.
Eric, you want to give us some background information?
White elephant, very basic premise. It's a Secret Santa type thing, except everyone brings presents, puts them in the big old pile. Everyone takes turns picking one at random, right? Uh-huh. You know, it's not like you got it for someone specific. And then everyone opens their shit And then they can, like, as people are opening shit, can, like, steal presents from people and force
them to
trade.
That's the trademark move of Christmas, stealing.
It is
true.
It's Secret Santa with hurt feelings.
Yes.
Yes. It is, like, I have been party to so many of these, and it has never ended in anything other than absolute fury and disappointment.
There is the possibly the best pop culture explanation of this is an earlier episode of The Office before Jim and Pam even get together. They're doing a Secret Santa, right? That's the plan. So Jim, being all Jimmy, thinks of this nice, cute gift that he's going to give to Pam, confesses.
Yes.
All that stuff. And then Michael, in traditional Michael fashion, fucks everything up by making it a white elephant gift exchange, and people are stealing shit left and right. Somebody got an iPod that is way more expensive than anything else. And so that's the kind of shit that happens with a white elephant gift exchange. Yeah. You bring in a bottle of wine or something, like an actual bottle of wine that's nice.
That was my white elephant trauma. We when it happened at work, and like I've been partying to two of these, they're both at work. One person brought a bottle of nice vodka, and another person brought, like, that was one end of the spectrum. The other end of the gift spectrum was a 50 cent stainless steel bottle opener, like the kind with the little fucking triangle that you pop open. No,
that person should be excommunicated.
Unwrapped.
Didn't even put the effort in. Just here you go.
Here you go. Yeah. It was bedlam.
Whoever brought that should be fired.
I know, because here's the thing. It starts so innocently. It starts with this promise of like, oh, isn't this fun? I think I'm going to pick this domino set. And, you know, like this kind of bullshit. And then when someone decides to draw first blood is when it just turns, honestly, violent.
It's like, ooh, $25 gift certificate to D&B's. Yeah, I'll take that. You can have my, like, beanie, my knockoff beanie baby from, like, Five Below. You can have that. I'm going to be at Dave and Buster's, busting all up in them.
Yeah, now, you can have my homemade crocheted Grogu socks that Cheryl wanted.
Now, Eric, remind me, the way that the white elephant party works is as you unwrap it, you have... Because you go in order of different people unwrapping, and then you have the choice of, do I want to keep the item I have unwrapped, or do I want to steal one? But that's your one shot.
Oh, it's not just like a mosh pit? Like, there's no order at all? Like, the last person who survives gets all the gifts or something?
Hunger Games White Elephant Edition?
Yeah.
It is novel, Zach, that you wouldn't, you know... In a society, we would have rules and laws that we follow. But I have been party to a white elephant, and this was also at work. I remind you, at a Christmas party, none of us could leave. We were forced to be there and forced to take an hour of PTO for this.
Because that's where it pops up. It pops up at work because no friend group would choose to do this.
No! Not unironically.
I have to disagree.
Not unironically. Oh, unless you're Jay.
What kind of fucking animals do
you
know?
I've been a party to two of these.
Friends?
And did you have fun?
No.
Of course not.
Okay.
It's garbage.
They're not my monster friends.
It's a trash game for trash people.
Well, yeah. I can say that I did have fun because I was near the end when I was like one of the last people.
Oh, well, of course.
I walked away with, I think it was a bottle of whiskey or vodka or something.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, but I was the last one.
Well, the end is the primo draft spot.
It is. It's
one year I ended with my own fucking gift.
That's an insult.
That's the best result you can ask for. Last year, I damaged a relationship because I stole the same gift twice from a friend of mine.
Oh my God.
Because it was whiskey and Debbie cakes, and I wasn't letting it go.
Oh, hell no. No,
that's worth a friendship for.
Sorry.
No, I cut somebody out of my life.
I have
for that.
365 days to repair this, but tonight the whiskey is mine.
Or find a new friend.
Mister gotta steal these boots. Daddy says there's not much time.
You're like, let someone who actually has depression have this gift, okay?
they don't know how to appreciate you like I do.
How much do I actually see you during the year? 10 times? Maybe?
Someone always walks away from it fucking miserable. Most people do. Yeah,
it's like an episode of Neatcast.
I will say this of the White Elephant, also of Neat Cast. It's a great way to like clock who the sociopaths are in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually the people who are most ardently fighting and clawing for like, no, we should do a White Elephant. Let's make this a White Elephant. Like, you, not to be trusted.
No,
not to be trusted.
Now you have ulterior motives.
Yeah, you will drop me into that herd of buffalo while my son watches you, son of a bitch.
Oh, my childhood.
And for some reason, they just keep going, these White Elephant gift exchanges. Like, can't we just go back to a Secret Santa, the system that worked?
We know that humans are horrible creatures, and we live off others' pain.
We've learned this.
So that's why the White Elephant gift will continue to live on in one way or another.
You know what this is? This is the Christmas equivalent to saying, tell us something interesting about yourself when you introduce yourself at work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
And then, and
yes,
like,
it is.
It's fun. It's cute. And then someone drops, ha, I have to go door to door informing my neighbors I'm a hmm.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me recently at work.
You had to go inform people? Oh, we didn't say that.
A guy like dropped a humongous depressive bomb, and I'm like, you don't know us.
Why would you give me this ammunition?
Craig, you didn't need to say that, man.
I have some great educational information here. I wanted to know where the name White Elephant Gift Exchange came from.
Please let it be super racist.
Here it is. The phrase is said to come from the historic practice of the King of Siam, now Thailand, giving rare albino elephants to courtiers who displeased him.
Okay.
Here's a fucking elephant, asshole.
All right.
It's an albino one. It doesn't match with the others.
And it's a shit elephant.
That makes me want to say, I think we've lost the plot here a little bit, because I have been to a number of White Elephant gift exchanges, and not once have I ridden away on an albino elephant.
Well, no. I'd finally be satisfied.
I made out like a bandit.
The first thing I do with it is kill the person whose idea it was to do a White Elephant gift exchange. Just trample them to death.
We know that they are capable of that.
Who won this year's White Elephant Gift Exchange? I don't know. Let's ask Prince Ali going down the main boulevard.
I cannot stand being a part of these things every year.
White Elephant or these
or
episodes?
Or this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes to both.
Okay.
I really fucking hate these Christmas
every time
rants.
I see Mike's face, I'm like, God damn it.
As a guest, you know what, Eric? As a guest, that's the best reaction you can hope for, isn't
it? Yeah, fuck
that. I can't fucking stand these.
I'm the reason he's going to take another bottle of whiskey and some Little Debbies from someone.
Oh, yeah. You're the reason for the season, bud.
I'm taking the high road now, but when it comes to the White Elephant, I am probably going to be cutthroat again.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the fucking thing, too. It's not like I can ever go into it and be like, I know what, maybe this year I'm like, no, fuck it, safety's off, let's
go. Once you're in it, you're fighting for survival, it's
you're
war.
Fighting for your fucking life.
My gift is going to be a time bomb that explodes and kills the person who gets it.
Your 1964
that, Joker? Wow, that escalated quickly. My Jesus.
Well, they finished their rant in exactly 10 minutes. What do they get? What do we have for them?
They get to come back for a full episode.
Ooh. Wow, wowie zowie, the worst possible gift.
Yep, we're threatening them with making them have to deal with us for even fucking longer.
Yeah.
Oh, man, are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
We just got promoted, Eric.
We'll
step in for an hour and a half of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see how the downloads go on the rant, and then we'll see the engagement. We'll take a look at the engagement. It's fine.
You know what? I can guarantee you at least five.
I'll fucking take it.
We have our parents.
Nice.
I think Jerry, your wife listens, so that's pretty good. Not bad.
Absolutely. We'll take that content anytime.
And then of course our Lord Jesus Christ, who's always listening.
Of Nazareth.
Of Latter-day Saints.
Our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth of Latter-day Saints.
Earlier and earlier every year.
He never leaves a rating in a review, though, so. I mean.
Mike sucked all of my energy last night, and not in the good way.
Well, okay, don't word it like that.
Mike sucked me.
Evidence.
All right. Who wants to do our social media information?
Well, hold on. We have some guests.
Well, I mean, they are going to get to theirs too. But we're the, you know.
Just like hit plus 15 seconds. You'll get us.
Yeah, yeah. Just skip this part.
No. You're the headliner. Go on.
I guess we'll read this thing that I barely put effort into. All right.
Okay.
At the KneeCast on TikTok, at KneeCastPod on Twitter, at KneeCastPod on Instagram, and at the KneeCast on Facebook. Hit us up. Leave us a review.
That was beautiful, Jim. Was it? Now the podcast people actually want to listen to. What's your social media?
Matt, give them the business.
I'll give them the business. Well, as mentioned, we are You Didn't Ask For This. We answer life's least pressing questions every other Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts there, on Good Pods, on Spotify, all those things. And you can submit questions to us at youdidn'taskforthis@gmail.com, all spelled out. Or find us on Instagram, Twitter, if it still exists by the time this comes out, Facebook and YouTube at You Didn't Ask Pod. That's the letter U. Didn't Ask Pod. Check us out.
Yeah.
Do it.
I like the airline pilot energy you were bringing to that.
Yeah, it was a little different, wasn't it?
It was good. It was good. I liked it. I liked it.
You know, now that you mention it, I really did sort of fall into that. And if you look outside the left hand of the plane, San Diego.
Go ahead and mash that subscribe button.
If you want to know more about Christmas, read the Bible, the Holy Bible.
I got to tell you, they don't touch on it a lot.
They really don't, actually, now that I think about it. and also, don't say happy holidays. It's the last line of the Book of John.
Oh, I thought it was from Revelation.
Also, if you say happy holidays, death himself will come down and cut your dick off. Anyway, bye. Really? That's the end of the Bible, the word bye. Bye.
And the Lord did say, "These bitches."
See ya.
I like the King Mike version of the Bible so much.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. See you next rant.
Bye.